back to another episode of the KKLC Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Let's go. Time to start the day. Time to get up.
No. It's too much.
You've got work to do.
We're dealing with sick people here instead. Dangerously sick people.
Well, let's get back to it.
Game on.
Woo-hoo!
Wait, time out. Okay, game on again. I thought my shoe was untied.
Okay, then.
Let's get started.
Great. Let's get started.
The show starts.
Starts now.
The show starts.
Starts now.
Now, right now.
Now.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show along with our executive producer, Morty. It is show number 2048 or 9.
Eight or nine.
We know. What
Morty,
is it?
Morty's right there. I think
Show number 48.
Eight? Okay.
2048. All right. Friday morning.
2048. That sounds so far off.
It just went by so fast. 6:10 Friday morning.
I know. The Fridayest of Fridays, Mike. We got paid.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. It went through again. Huh?
It's
we work
magic.
In radio. You never know.
It's a miracle.
That's right.
And it's the final weekend of the month of January. This
Stop
month has
it.
Flown
it's,
by.
It's, I know. People, listen, my advice to you, start Christmas shopping. That's all I'm saying. Why not?
Get ahead of it.
Why not?
It Get it out of the way.
Yes, it comes at the same time every year, and we all go, oh, my God, how did it get here so fast?
Just snuck up on us.
I know. It doesn't ever sneak. It's right there.
Well, Jeez. If you're looking for money to do some shopping, the first winner, 10K Payday Contest, Aisha Jackson, listening, got the call from the Beasley Banker.
That's right. Oh, my God. I'm at work, so I can't be too excited, but I'm excited.
Yeah, keep it down.
How?
Five. I know that first one. Dogs everywhere. So she's qualified for the $10,000 grand prize, as well as everybody who entered on the app and through our website at 96.3kklz.com. Every correct and on-time entry, whether you win the $500 or not, you are qualified to win $10,000.
Nice.
Next chance to win in less than, 40 minutes.
Okay.
Do that at 7 o'clock.
Sounds good.
Make sure you're listening for that. Partly cloudy today. Slight chance of rain. Save for tomorrow. Hopefully some sunshine on Sunday. Highs in the mid to upper 50s.
Okay.
50 now. Right. Let's kick it off. A few things we think you should know.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
By the way, I did not put on the underwear I thought I put on today. I put on fancies, and I didn't mean to put on fancies because it was dark.
You got a big lunch or something?
No, I don't. That's
big
exactly.
Big business lunch?
I don't. I didn't mean to put on the good stage underwear.
Oh, okay. Well.
Well, they haven't seen any action in a while, so on stage. Listen, two people in California suing Subway. So people be careful if you do eat at Subway. I'm only saying that because they say they ran some tests that show there's no actual tuna in the tuna.
Oh.
So apparently it's different concoctions in the appearance of tuna and the flavor of tuna. So apparently there is going to be a class action lawsuit. So a heads up for you. Good or bad.
Yeah.
If you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. So just know that. I love this. A new survey asked people if they would be afraid to get in a car if the driver was their 16-year-old self. And about 53% of them said, absolutely, I'd be terrified.
I'm scared to get in the car if I was driving myself.
Yes, I am too with you. So I had to think about it. I was actually a pretty decent driver when I was 16. I was really careful.
I think overly careful because I was 16.
Yeah.
And my dad, I think, was just waiting for me to screw up.
Exactly it.
So I said, I'm not going to screw up.
Yeah, I'm going to be good. So I don't know if I'd be as afraid myself. But there are some, you know, with the COVID vaccine coming out, there are some places, if that matters to you, where people will require their employees to get the vaccine. United Airlines is going to require their employees to get the COVID vaccine.
Oh.
Home Depot is also going to require that their employees get the vaccine as well, if they can find an employee. That's for sure. Excuse me.
I know. Okay.
Hello? Hey. Hi. Is there anybody? I've told... I pushed the button. I just need nails. I need nails.
I need long nails.
That's all I need. They're the long ones. What are they called? I don't know. They're the long nails.
Do you have some that look like this?
Yes, that's right. You always have to bring the one that bent.
I do.
Yes, that's right. It is Friday, the most Friday ever. A few things you should know.
Got some audio. Amazing animals. We love amazing animals.
Yes.
And this is a mother who's trying to teach her daughter to say, a little kid, little baby, say, mama, mama. Well, they have a dog. Evidently, the dog is
more advanced.
More advanced than the little kid. Listen to this. I don't hear it, but see what you think.
You say, mama, 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 mama. Mama, 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 mama.
You can say mama, mama, mom.
Good boy.
Can you hear it?
There was a...
Right. And that's how you have to teach kids.
Yes, that's right.
Papa, papa.
Papa,
our,
pa.
Our
papa.
Granddaughter,
Dada.
Natalie.
Yes.
16, 17 months.
Yes. What is she saying? Bath.
Yeah.
Bath.
Bath.
Yeah. Bath.
Bath. And then now she's doing her own version. If you go row, row, row your boat, she just goes row, 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 row.
Okay.
And of course, that's amazing. And we're having her tested.
Yes, that's right.
She's but of course...
She's just surpassed... all of the other 16-monthers. And,
yes. She's skipping nursery school.
Oh, my gosh.
But this dog.
Oh, yeah.
Good boy.
Okay.
Yeah, good boy.
Kid doesn't catch on, but the dog.
That's too funny. Can I tell you real quick, my niece, it would be my great-nephew. He's like 2 years old, and the Rays are not very tall.
Right.
And you know, he was in the eighth percentile as far as height went. And he went back to the doctor at 2 years old. He's now in the 13th percentile.
Wait a second.
He's short.
Wow.
He's very tiny. But he did go up, you know, 5%.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All this week, we've been giving you a chance to hook up with Porta Subs for the big game lunch, a two-foot sandwich. And then we're throwing in an M&C swag pack that includes a four-pack of VGK masks from Boomer Naturals.
Nice.
So this morning, we're going to play Name That Tune.
Okay.
You said that Phil Collins is turning what?
He's turning 70 years old. Jeez.
Over the weekend. So I'll give you some examples.
Okay.
Of Phil Collins songs and their intros. John, listen closely.
Oh, yes, John, so listen closely.
See if you can guess these.
The answer is always Phil.
Yes. Oh.
Do you know that one?
That one's his studio.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What about this one?
Let John get this.
What do you think?
I know it, but I don't know the name of it.
All right. Hold on. Let me play it one more time. Here it is.
Two Hearts.
Two Hearts.
Yeah,
right.
That
okay.
One I know.
Last one.
Okay.
All right. That's it.
That's a sad, you know it, John. Rain Down. I wish it would rain.
I wish
down.
It would rain down.
Okay.
All right. So those all seem alike with the big drum.
So you're
drum.
Not playing those?
No.
Oh, okay.
Not playing any of those.
Okay.
All you have to do is guess what Phil Collins song this is from.
Okay.
That's it.
Sussudio.
No. Ding, 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 ding. No. Name that. Okay. This is 1, 2, 3, 5, maybe 5 drum beats at the most.
Okay.
What do you think it is?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know the name of it, but I do know that one.
I think I know it.
702-739-9636.
Yes,
we'll get through news, weather, and traffic.
You tell me if I'm right, if
and
you
then
can read my scratch.
We'll
you,
start with caller number 9.
I think that's the...
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Very good. Here it is.
Okay.
One more time.
All
From
right.
that, can you identify by title that Phil Collins song?
Okay.
Okay, so we played all those intros from Phil Collins' song.
Yes.
They basically sound alike. Gave
yes,
you the titles.
They start out very much the same.
Here's the one, though, that you have to figure out and give us the specific song title. Listen to this clip. Dawn, can you identify the Phil Collins song from that clip we're playing?
Is it I Don't Care Anymore?
No.
Oh, good guess, Dawn. Nope.
Kim, what about you? By title, can you identify the song?
Easy Lover?
No. Ryan, help us out here. Name the song.
I Missed Again.
Yes.
Yeah, good job. Yes. Yes.
All of a sudden, you start to realize that all Phil Collins songs start out the same.
Yes, they do.
We're going to hook you up with Porta Subs. Get ready for the big game, a two-foot sandwich, and an M&C swag pack that includes a four-pack of EGK masks from Boomer Naturals. Hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up everything. And for everybody else, second chance to win online on our contest page at 96.3kklz.com.
Hey, that is awesome. Go Knights, go.
And the winning continues. Your chance to score some free cash in the 10K Payday Contest. Got a new code word for you. Do that after Fleetwood Mac and Dreams. KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's time to play the 10K Payday Contest.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
Here you go. Another chance to enter to win $10,000 in the Beasley Media Group Multi-Market Contest. This hour's code word is so easy. It is now.
Are you ready for more?
It's a great morning, no matter how you slice it.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back.
These people are nuts.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, if you just missed it, the code word is now. That's the word we gave out just a couple of minutes ago. Enter it 45911. Shot to win $500, 10K Payday Contest. Or if you want to qualify for the $10,000 grand prize, make sure you enter it on the free KKLZ app or online at 96.3kklz.com. Don't forget, even if you don't win the $500, every correct and on-time entry is qualified for the $10,000 grand prize that we will announce in just a couple of weeks here.
Yes.
So as excited as everybody is about winning $500, can you imagine? Oh. $10,000.
Oh.
All right. So good luck. You still have about 4 or 5 minutes to do that. And by the way, forgot to ask. Now, our tickets, our lotto tickets, we're done with those, right? It's over? It's done or no?
No, they go to like February 10th.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah. It's... What is it now? 30 million or so now, yeah. I think. But, okay. You know, that's whatever. That's not bad.
Nothing compared to the, what, 500 million?
Oh, the billion.
The billion.
Yeah, the billion.
Billion. One person.
In Michigan?
One person. Yeah.
I would assume our $100.
I still got to redeem it.
Is that in the pool?
It's in the same ticket.
Okay.
Let me see. I'm trying to see what the Mega Millions is worth right now. It is $25
million. Okay.
$25 million.
That works, too.
Yeah, your cash option is about 18 and a half.
You know what? Cool. If we win, we have a whole new contest.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
For a couple of weeks on the morning
yes,
show.
Yes, that's right. $10 a day.
And then we all walk away. So, if you haven't done it yet, get on the website. Look for the Golden Heart. Somewhere on the KKLZ website, register to win Mike and Carla's Sweetheart Giveaway for Valentine's Day. It's a beautiful weekend getaway in Kanab, Utah. A couple of nights at the Canyons Boutique Hotel. Dinner for two at Wild Time Cafe. A guided tour to Peekaboo with Coral Cliffs Tours. And Carla, Michael E. Minden Diamond Jewelers, the wedding ring store. We love that store.
Yeah, we do.
He is giving us a beautiful diamond necklace to give away as a part of the grand prize package. So all you have to do is go to the website and follow the clues. It's like a scavenger hunt.
Yes, it is.
So
yes,
just follow the clues. Takes a couple of minutes. But after you find the Golden Heart, you just register. And that's it. And then we'll announce the winner. What is it? Now, is it next Friday?
Yes, it's next Friday.
So I can say next Friday,
yes,
not
next
this Friday.
No. Okay. No, tomorrow you can say this Friday. Well, you're still in the last week.
I never get
so,
this.
So, yeah, it's supposed to be when you go into the next week.
So, like on Monday,
so
we
Sunday
can say this
you
Friday.
Can say this
okay.
Friday.
All right,
Monday
well,
you can say, yes.
On the 12th.
Yes.
The Friday before Valentine's Day weekend.
That one.
Is when we will announce the
it's
winner.
Actually, what, 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks
two
from
weeks?
Today, right? Yeah, 2 weeks.
Wow,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well,
yeah.
Register to win Mike and Carla's Sweetheart Giveaway.
Get ahead of yourself.
Valentine's Day weekend, and it's on the website. Find the Golden Heart. Register, and it's that easy, so make sure you do that. 7:26, here we go. Jeff Howard, Vegas phone critic Jeff Howard, talking about a couple of things we can catch over the weekend. Catch up with him in a few minutes. Every Friday at about this time, we check in with our good friend, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, talking about some things to catch over the weekend. Not two, but three. I believe three movies, right?
We've got three today. One with big star power. It's in theaters and it's streaming on HBO Max. It's called The Little Things. And Denzel Washington plays Deputy Sheriff Joe Deacon, who was sent to L.A. to search for a serial killer who was terrorizing the city. Now, leading the hunt is Jim Baxter, played by Rami Malek. As they track the killer, the investigation is dredging up past problems, disturbing secrets that can threaten more than the case. So this is an excellent thriller with Jared Leto giving a creepy performance as their number one suspect. So this is a real great
thriller. It looks weird in the trailers.
It does. What a cast, though, man.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. And, you know, I know I'm a huge Denzel fan. He can do no wrong.
I like him, too.
This is something to, cuddle up with a blanket and turn off the lights tonight. And if you're going to watch it on...
Watch a psycho thriller. All right. What's the other one?
Another one is called Savage, and this one is on demand. It's inspired by true stories of the New Zealand street gangs across 30 years, and it follows one individual in his three defining moments as he grows from a boy into a violent enforcer of a gang. This is a fantastic movie to see where the abuse started, what happened as a teenager, and then he becomes the leader of the most notorious gangs in New Zealand. And I also have interviews with the cast and the director on my YouTube page. And finally, on Sci-Fi, a new series with comedian Alan Tudyk, who stars as a soldier from another galaxy sent to Earth to wipe out the human race. Now, after he crash lands in Colorado, he kills the first person he sees and assumes his identity, who happens to be a doctor. So he teaches himself English by watching Law and Order reruns over and over as he helps solve murder in this quiet little Colorado town. It's so funny. It's called Resident Alien, and it's on Sci-Fi.
I saw the trailer for it. I was dying laughing.
It is.
Oh,
and
my God.
I have an interview with Alan. So head to my YouTube page, and I have a great conversation with him. He's one of my favorites.
That's why we say follow him on YouTube, Facebook, and, of course, VegasFilmCritic.com. Jeff, have a great weekend, and we will talk to you next Friday.
You got it. Thanks a lot.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Are you ready for more? The Mike and Carla Morning Show is back on 96.3 KKLZ.
10K Payday Contest. It's your chance to score some big money when the Beasley Banker calls you. Latest winner, Patricia Finch, got the call from the Beasley Banker.
I do the contest every single time, and I never win anything. That is so awesome. Woo! Yes, I'm so excited about that. Thank you guys so much.
She is qualified for the $10,000 as well as everybody else, who entered the word on time, spelled it correctly within the 15 minutes, whether you win the $500 or not.
Yep.
Details on that coming up here in a bit. Your next chance to win, less than an hour, 9 o'clock, we'll have a new code word for you. Partly cloudy with a slight chance of showers, maybe snow in the mountains. Mm-hmm. Cloudy tomorrow, hopefully some sunshine on Sunday. Highs in the mid to upper 50s, though. It's 53 now. Get you up on some entertainment news.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the weekend, of course, doing the Super Bowl halftime show. He's put $7 million of his own money into the show. He said it's quite cinematic what he's doing. I was kind of wondering. I know the money is not out there quite like it, you know, was in past years, because of the pandemic, so good for him. And this is no joke. There is a three-disc collection out there. It's called Now That's What I Call Dad Rock. And it has all sorts of artists. The Rolling Stones, ZZ Top, Motorhead, Nickelback, Avril Lavigne, Natalie Imbruglia. It's all over the place. It's really, there's some really good stuff on it. Natalie Imbruglia.
Oh, okay.
You know Natalie Imbruglia.
I do?
Yes, you do. I'll
okay.
play you.
The Imbruglia.
Yeah, the Imbruglia. Natalie Imbruglia.
Julia
Imbruglia.
It sounds good, though.
Yes. Oh, it's really good. There's some really good stuff on it. Now, that's what I call dad rock.
You know, Father's Day right around the corner.
Yes.
So
perfect.
Couple of
perfect.
Months away,
few so. Months down the road. Perfect. Or get it for yourself.
Yes.
Then make dad a mixtape.
Mm-hmm. I love me.
Oh, man. The next Law and Order spinoff will be coming very, very soon. It's called Organized Crime. They have been taping all along, shooting all along. So, yes, Organized Crime. Oh. I don't know which one that is in the series. There were quite a few of them. So I guess Law and Order, you know, cha-ching, didn't flow. So they must do well with these shows. Cheaper by the Dozen. This movie's been remade a few times. Last time around, it was with Steve Martin and Bonnie Hunt. It's a couple who has 12 kids. Zach Braff, Gabrielle Union doing another one as well. So, which, interesting.
I can't believe she has time because
different
she's
times.
On LA's Finest.
Yeah, well, different times now. Yeah, I'm sure.
Boy, is that a great
show. Everybody, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a great show. You like that, do you?
No.
Is it right up there with New Amsterdam?
Oh, don't even. It's tomatoes to tomatoes.
Yes, okay. Well, I get it. And Sammy Hagar, who we absolutely love, he says, no, I'm not doing any socially distanced shows. And he says, I don't trust people to behave. I know that those people aren't going to stay in their seats and socially distance. The second I start saying, are we having fun yet? Holding up the mic, singing right now. They're going to be at the front of the stage, all socially undistanced.
Right.
And I don't like it. He said, it's going to get criticized or I'm going to get sued or fined. And I'm not going to do it until it's time to do it. So I get it. These artists have to be careful as well.
So he's not putting on a show.
No,
and letting people do what they want.
No.
He's going to wait.
Yes, because we live in a litigious society and people are going to want to see what Sammy Hagar sing right now, right in my face. And that's why I wanted to
He told me
that.
To come up to the stage.
He said it was going to be safe, man. He didn't wear a mask while he was singing. Okay. Mm-hmm. That is my take for now.
So I've been keeping up or trying to keep up with what's going on this whole GameStop thing. Now, John, I don't know about you. I know doing news, you have to and try and figure all this out. Morty and Carla have been talking about it off the air. And how this has been an attack on the wealthy people.
Yeah.
That's all I've gotten from this story. Whatever is going on. But we found somebody that might be able to explain this whole situation. Listen to this girl and see and if, tell me if you don't know a little bit more after she explains it.
So I have a pretty good understanding of the stock market. And from what I understand, there are these people. They have lots of money and they have hedges around their house and they go to the market, but it's like not a real market. It's a it's metaphorical, but it's real. And they go, that company is not doing well. So I'm going to make it do worse. But then there was this online reading club that was like, well, not today. We want hedges too. And so yeah, if you have any questions, just let me know.
Okay.
Got it.
Yes.
Okay. Makes as much sense as anything else.
Does that help at all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I seriously, I've been watching the TV.
I know. I've hesitated posting something on our website, but I think I'm going to. It's kind of a long, short explanation, simplified on what's going on. So I will post it on our website.
Okay.
Read it. It will give you a little insight, but that makes as much sense to me, what she said. Mm, it
especially
really
the
does.
Hedges.
Yes. Yes, and then
all the big dogs, all the big money people are like, get off my lawn!
Not today!
Hedges.
That company is not doing well, so I'm gonna make it do worse. But then there was this online reading club that was like,
reading.
Well, not today.
Yeah.
We want hedges too. And so yeah, if you have any questions, just let me know.
I don't know how that can be, how your post will be any better than that.
Well, I won't.
Spot on with Reddit though. Yeah. It is an online reading club because yeah. all you do is read people's responses.
That's all you do. And 75% of them are just awful.
Yeah.
Okay. Awful. All right. Well, we thought we'd try and enlighten you this morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by 1 Hour Air Conditioning and Heating. Give them a call today, 855-1-HOUR. That's 855-1-HOUR. 24-year-old guy tried to rob a gas station in the Slovakia earlier in the week, Carla.
Your homeland?
Yeah, he actually could have gotten away with it, but a 36-year-old woman in the store offered to, take care of him.
Yeah.
While other employees called the cops. So she kept him busy enough and long enough to where the cops finally showed up and
arrested
him.
That's just gross. That is just the grossest story. It's so gross.
Hey, it's the other news.
She took one for the team?
There's all... someone called that something else, but yeah. Not the lady who put poop in her purse. That is the grossest thing.
So we have a new winner?
Yes, we do.
We have a new title holder.
That's what you did? Jeez, honey, what is your profession? What was your previous job?
I don't know. She just...
you're detaining criminals now like
that. He's not going to get away with this.
No, he's not. I'm holding on to him.
In the Slovakia. Group of my stories are very international,
wow,
Carla.
Yes, they are. So are mine, actually.
Group of cops in Paris are in trouble for breaking lockdown rules after they threw a going-away party for a colleague.
Okay.
And they were caught on video doing Macarena.
Okay, yeah. Right on. So they said, there you go.
For the police in Paris.
There you go. I like
we
it.
We have to call it down.
That's exactly what they say. Mm-hmm. Translate, somebody? Listen, a 5-year-old boy in Pakistan. He went viral yesterday. He was videotaped driving a Toyota Land Cruiser on a highway. He's five. Now, nobody tried to stop him. They just all, of course, pulled out their cameras and videotaped because they say he kept the SUV right in the center lane the whole time, right down the middle. So I don't know how. I don't know how tall this 5-year-old boy is, but a Land Cruiser.
And that's a big car.
Yes, it is. Stay in the center lane. I don't know if I could do that, quite honestly.
You can't. I've driven with you.
I got short legs. I can stay. Listen, I don't do any drafting on the road.
Well, they teach them young there.
And in big cars.
Yeah,
in Pakistan.
And listen, statistics and science now shows that singing in German, in the language of German, increases the risk of spreading the coronavirus.
Oh.
Yes. A study by a few choral associations revealed that German songs emit 1,300 particles per minute into the air. Now, singing Italian songs.
Oh, boy.
Singing Italian songs. Thanks, guys. emits only about 1,160 particles per minute into the atmosphere.
Oh.
Japanese? It would behoove all of you to learn Japanese. Only 580 particles per minute.
Wow.
So it would behoove all of you to learn a little Japanese and save the world.
What about
that's all I'm saying.
The United States, America.
I'll find out where English falls in, but it was actually higher up than Japanese.
There's a lot of spitting going on.
That's like
and stuff.
The lowest. Yeah. So, yeah.
Thank God you broke up with that German guy.
Thank God is right. I mean, oh my God.
You could have been a super spreader.
I would have never let the house.
And nobody going to Rammstein.
Yes. You're not coming in here. We're not singing Der Kommissar. No.
Makes me feel good.
Good people. Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel good story that we like to call.
At the end of every show, a little bit of good news to hopefully start your workday off on a positive note. Well, a very simple story of newlyweds, two newlyweds in the UK. They have got a lot to celebrate right now. They recently got married and they just got the vaccine. Now, here's the thing. They're a little older newlyweds. She is 86. He is 90 years old. They met in 2019, and after the pandemic, they decided, what the heck, let's do it.
And I always said I was not going to get married again. I always said, no, I'm not. But along comes Jeff and changed all that. We said all along, both of us, that one, we can get our job, we're having it.
I think the vaccine's a marvelous thing, and I'd advise anyone to have it.
Okay. I mean, he's 90 years old. She's 86. I don't know why they did it again, and by that I mean got married, but you know what? Congratulations.
See, yep. Never say never, Carla.
No, very true.
Never
very
say
true.
Never.
That's what they said after the pandemic hit. What the heck?
Yeah, why not?
You know?
What else is going on?
Yes, that's right.
It's a great story. If you have one, we want it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. The first of three music marathons throughout the day. Sponsored by Portisubs. Get the taste you crave at your neighborhood sandwich shop. Portisubs. Order online for pickup, curbside, or delivery. Portisubs.com. Recapping the show, a couple of things. First of all, the baby is having trouble saying mommy, yeah, but not the dog. Which we found pretty unusual. Dog speaks fine. Jeff Howard, Vegas film critic Jeff Howard, giving us a couple of things to watch over the weekend, not only on the big screen, but at home.
Yes, some good stuff.
Mm-hmm. We tried to get somebody to explain the GameStop thing that's been going on.
Yes.
I don't know if she made it any better, but
I posted an explanation on our website. Go to the Mike and Carla page, and you will see it there. It might help.
Might.
Yes, it might.
All right. And congratulations, latest winner, 10K payday contest, Lisa Swast. Got the call from the Beasley banker. Her reaction when she found out she won $500.
Yay!
Congratulations!
Thanks.
What are you going to do with the money?
Pay my taxes.
You got a few more extra months on that one. You can hold out a little bit.
I still owe from last year.
Oh, you had the Beasley banker right there. Why didn't you say, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Add a couple of bucks to that. I can,
please.
We'll call it even. Well, she's qualified for the $10,000 grand prize. So your next chance to score some free cash, a little over an hour from now, 11 o'clock, Wendy Rush is coming in next. She'll have the next chance for you. So do have a great weekend. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We're back Monday morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns Monday morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.